cattle prices looked to be steady to higher Friday. Feedlot placements were less than expected. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 25th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained mostly undeveloped through Friday afternoon based on USDA reports, but indications were for steady to higher prices. For instance, although too few to trend, a few early trades were reported in the Western Corn Belt at $124.50 to $128 hundredweight on a live basis and at $202 in the beef. Compared to the previous week, that's 50 cents to $2 higher on a live basis and $2 to $3 more dressed. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct price was averaging steady with the previous week at $125. Live cattle futures inched higher Friday, while feeder cattle were narrowly mixed. After $1.05 higher in spot Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of 20 cents higher. Week to week, they were an average of $1.10 higher, across a range of 65 cents higher to 205 higher in spot Feb. Analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service noted on Friday that spot Feb live cattle is trading at its highest level since the contract opened in September of 2017. They add that April and June are following that trend line as well. Corn futures closed unchanged to fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny lower. Wholesale beef values, which have remained stronger than some anticipated, continued to inch higher last week. Choice wholesale beef value was $2.54 higher week-to-week on Friday at $219.39 a hundredweight. Select was $1.36 higher at $212.35. Although choice boxes showed tremendous strength the first couple months of this year, they're going to have to push $8 higher over the next 4 weeks to keep pace with weekly prices from last year, according to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee. However, he adds, an $8 price increase may be a small step considering the $16 price increase over the same 4 weeks last year. Overall market fundamentals continued to firm last week, while winter weather kept altering cattle trade. Even though auction receipts just barely topped 200,000 head for the week, analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service say feedlots and grazers were ready to procure if producers could get the cattle to town. They explain many auction locations were still reeling from a winter storm the previous Friday and earlier in the week. Except for the southeast, calves and feeder cattle traded steady to mixed. Steers and heifers brought $1 a hundredweight lower to $2 higher in the north and south central regions, according to AMS. They sold steady to $4 lower in the southeast. In his weekly market comments, Griffith says, February 2019 is shaping up to be one of the wettest Februaries on record, which is delaying calf marketing as well as slaughter cow marketing in the southeast region of the U.S. At the same time, he notes, the same abundant moisture keeping producers from marketing cattle is also setting up favorable grazing conditions this spring. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher in the back three contracts on Friday, and then an average of 17 cents lower. Week to week, they are an average of 54 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday. More than anything, the driver seemed to be increased optimism regarding trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 181 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 17 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 67 points. Heading into the new week, cattle markets may get support from Friday's Cattle on Feed report, which showed fewer placements than many were expecting. Keep in mind, this was the delayed January Cattle on Feed, so placements are for December. Also keep in mind, the report reflects feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Placements in December of 1.77 million head were 1.78% less than a year earlier. Ahead of the report's original publication date, most analysts expected placements to be about 2% more year to year. In terms of weights, 51.21% when on feed weighing 699 pounds or less, 38.88% weighed 700 to 899 pounds, and 9.91% weighed 900 pounds or more. Marketings in December of 1.74 million head were 0.63% less than the previous year, in line with pre-report expectations. Those fewer marketings and placements month to month likely speak to, at least in part, this winter's challenging pen conditions and decreased performance. Cattle on feed January 1st of 11.69 million head were 1.75% more than a year earlier, or 201,000 head more. That was on the low side of expectation. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 25th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.